Hey Menachemov, Tuesday the 21st of July, Reb Ira Zimmerman, keeping Shemitah from a farmer's perspective.
Then apologize, and then I will start my speech. I thank you to come and listen. I'd like to apologize in front of you that I'm not a rab, I'm not a speaker, I'm a simple farmer. And I apologize for my English, that I'm born in Eretz Israel, and so English is like that. I was asked to come and speak in front of you, but try to, because it's a lesson, try to give more attention to the halacha side, to the reality and the halacha. I live in a moshav called Bar Yochai, which is just next to Meron, and I grow grapes. The grapes I sell to the wine factory of Or HaGanuz. You can get it here also in shops, I saw it. The Shemitah, for me, it's the second Shemitah, but it's the first Shemitah that I'm much more into it, because 7 years ago, I was a smaller farmer at a small field. It wasn't so much as experience for me like it's these days. But during the years, I take more fields, I plant more trees of grapes, and it's become the source of living. This is the way I know how to make money. I was a farmer all my life. I grew up in the south of Israel, just next to Gaza, in a kibbutz, which is like 1,500 meters from Gaza border, next to Sderot. And since I was 13, my father took me to the field and he said, this is what you need to do, this is what you know to do. I grew up, Baruch Hashem, I get married, I have a wife and 6 kids, Bli Ayin Hara, and I have my own fields. And the fields that I have, this is my parnasa. This is what I know to do, I like to do. And Shemitah come. And in a way, I have a decision to make. You need to know that the farmer in Eretz Israel, nobody stands in front of us with a gun, tell you must keep Shemitah. It's the opposite. We have the choice to make, and it seems like most of the choice are okay by the Torah, by the halacha. Because one of the choices is the term mechira. And the other choice is keeping Shemitah. And by the term mechira, it's not like the farmer reading the newspaper about term mechira. The Rabbanut HaRashit from Eretz Israel, they send their people to each farm, to each village, and they put a big sign that every farmer must keep and sign the form of term mechira. And the farmer have a choice to make, term mechira or Shemitah. And you need to understand, like in my village, we are 2 farmers out of 20. 2 keeping Shemitah, 18 is Ter Mechira. And all the Moshav is 5 of 20. Some Moshav, which are more than know about Shemitah for the last years, it's become even, or some place, all the Moshav is keeping Shemitah. The experience is very difficult, because this is the Parnusa, this is what we know to do. I'm a farmer all my life, like I say. It's not like in one day I can decide to become a rab or become something else. And because I grow trees of grapes, I can't leave my fields. If a guy, like a farmer, he grows vegetables or potatoes, it's okay, he leaves the field for 1 year, forget about it in a way. For me, it's not a story. Because I must go during the Shemitah and take care of the tree. The summer in Israel is hot summer, there's no rain at all. I must fix the irrigation, fix the pipes, fix everything will be okay so I can give water. If I have some insects, some small spiders or small mosquitoes like coming and damage the tree, I must take my tractor in the Shemitah with the machine and spray all the field. And this I already do it this year twice. So the Shemitah for me it's not just that I don't have money, I need to spend money also. And if I used to I sell the grapes to the factory, they give me checks for 12 months. The last check was 1 month ago. From now I start 1 year with no payment. And still I need to spend money. The experience is very hard, very difficult. And to be in a place that a guy was working and used to have money, not rich, but I have money. My wife, if she needs to go to the supermarket, she can go to the supermarket, she buy what she needs. But we come to a place now, we need to decide on what we put, the small money we have, what we buy. If to send the kids to summer camps, if to buy these clothes, to buy these shoes. Question that we are not regular to have. This is sort of the reality we are going through, and I'm part of many other farmers, around 3,500 farmers, which go in the same way. But for me, until I make the decision to make Shemitah, I have some itlaptut, like I think if to do or not. But when we read in Parashat Ba'al, וידבר אדוני משה בהר סיני לאמור כי תבוא אל הארץ שנותן לכם ושבת הארץ שבת להשם שש שנים תזרע שדך ושש שנים תזמור כרמך ואספת את תבואתה. The פסוק, I understand, speak for me straight because I have grapes and זמירה is thing I used to do every end of winter. You need to know זמירה for the tree is like planting the seeds of wheat, of tomato in the field. Because the Zmira, basically what we do in the end of the winter, the tree is sleeping, all the leaves fall, we have the tree and the branch, and we have the Zmorot. And we cut the Zmorot we call it two eyes, I don't know how to explain in English, but let's say it's like 7 centimeters from the branch. And this way, the tree understands it to be awake again, you give the new Zmorot, you give the new grapes. And the pasuk say, "Lo tizmor karmecha." For me, the meaning that I can't grow grapes. I have no solution for that. This is the reality. We go before Rosh Hashanah to Rav Kanievsky. I was called with a few other farmers to his house, and for me it was the first time to meet him. Gdol Ador, it was just for this was. Wanted to keep Shemitah just to see him, sit with him in the same room for the first time. And he told us, Divrei Chizuk, and told us the Midrash, that say, Bashana Shishit Kolot, the year 6 we have voices, Bashana Shviit Milchamot, the year 7 wars coming, Motzae Shviit Ben David Ba. The end of 7 year, Ben David Ba, Mashiach Ka. And then he told us, by the name of the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish used to say, if we want to have Motzei Shviit Ben David Ba, we need to have Shviit. That we have Shviit, we need to do the farmer to keep Shviit. I understand at this moment, while I was there, that the Rav Kanievsky asked me to keep Shemitah, not just for me, for him as well. Not just for him, but all of you as well. I understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu told me in the place I need to make a decision, which I don't think about myself. About my difficulties. I need to think about all of Israel. Because I'm a farmer in Eretz Israel. You live in London, some people live in Debrak, Yerushalayim, Tzfat, wherever. They are not farmers. I'm a farmer. Ribbono shel Olam put me in this place, I need to make my decision. If to make a term mechira or to keep Shemitah. The Pasuk say, Lo tizmor karmecha. Hrav Kanievsky told me, you need to do it for me and for all of Israel because we want Mashiach. We're in Galut so many years. We are, Yom Rishon will be Tisha B'Av. We want to finish this chapter in our history. This I believe. So I need to do what it asked me. I need to keep Shemitah with all the difficulties. I decide to keep Shemitah. No matter what it will be, I'll be chazak and I'll keep Shemitah. And I start, I jump into this ocean of belief, ocean of emunah, the experience, the waves, the ocean, the waves are very big. To get a phone call from your wife that you're not used to it, it's coming to a position, I need to be chazak. I need to speak with her, I need to speak with the rabbonim, give me chizuk. But I'm happy I'm doing it. I'm happy I'm doing it because I know this is my duty. I know I need to have emunah pshuta, And I have to listen to the Rabbonim. I have to listen to what the Torah says. With all the difficulties. And if I speak about Lo Tizmor Karmecha, to leave the grapes tree without Tzmira at all, it's very, very, it's not good for the tree. I now start to speak about more the reality as a farmer, and I try to do it. I didn't do it in English yet. We come, some of my grapes, I grow 4 species of grapes. 2 species are white, and 2 species are red. Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon are the red, and Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc are the white. The white species that I grow, I was picking up before Rosh Hashanah. So I had the choice to make. If to make Zmira, because before Rosh Hashanah, and we are before Shemitah, and I make the cutting, the pruning, the Zmira before Rosh Hashanah, or to leave it as it is. And this is the first question that came to me, but it was from the professional way. And it's you need to know, it's not like we have like everybody know what to do. It's like, it's new for all of us, by the professional side, from the halakha side. But this was question for the guys by the professional, by the agriculture question. It wasn't a halacha question for me these days. I was ready to harvest my white species. The guy from the Yekev, he do it every year, he come to my field, and he's a professional guy. He told me, Ira, these grapes, white grapes are ready to harvest. Please, tomorrow you bring 2 workers, because you have here, I assume, 700 kilograms of grapes. You bring 2 workers to pick them up. I said, okay, you do it every year. This is what I'll do. I bring 2 boxes, which contain each box 350 kilograms. I bring 2 workers to pick up the grapes. And I bring another 3 workers to make the Zmira in the summer. I decide I better to do it before Rosh Hashanah. The Zmira, instead of leave it like it is. We start the day. After 1 hour, I see the 2 workers that are picking up the grapes, they are not getting forward in the field. They're like lazy. It's supposed to be 1 day of work. I ask them, why don't getting forward? So there's so many grapes on the tree, we are not going to finish today. Said, okay, the 3 other workers I bring to make the Zmira, before Rosh Hashanah, I tell them, you leave your machines, Mazmerot, and go join all your friends, all of you will pick up the grapes. All of them pick up the grapes. Usually the workers, the Arab workers, they come on a daily basis. And they work from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is the day of work. All of them pick up the grapes. After 1 hour, they finish the 2 boxes I brought. I go bring another box, and another box. They finish 2 p.m. Instead of 700 kilograms, we had more than 2 ton. It's never happened. I do it many years, it's never happened. Suddenly I start to realize what's going on. I start to realize the Tzivitit Berchati. And I want to check. I didn't want to check the Ribbono Shel Olam, but I want to check what's going around. So I ask my neighbors, which are making the term Mechira, what's going on with your harvest, how it's going. Like, you know, you ask your neighbors, how was the business this year? Told me it was good, it was average. My meal wasn't average. Average was 700 kilograms. I had more than 2 tons. I said, okay, I ask other friends which are keeping Shemitah, how was your grapes? Same like me. We have more than 2 times more. And you need to know, we were 15 farmers supplied the grapes to Oraganuz. 12 of us keep Shemitah. 3 decided to only make a term Mechira. And I asked the 12 people that keeping Shemitah, all of them send me like the same story, that we have much more harvest than usual. So like we make a joke among, between ourselves that the guy from the Yekev come and he know to assume we have 700, 1 ton, we need to take it double already and bring more workers. Because this story go and go and go like this. And I must say like, that if you want to ask, okay, if you have like this Tivit Birchati, like the Pasuk say, so you need to have money. Why not come speak in England? Why can't we need to collect money? My story is that I supplied the grape to Oraganuz, and the contract is go by the land. They pay me by the 1,000 square meter. They don't pay me by the weight. So basically, all Ganus, they have most grape, and I stay with the mitzvah. I was happy about it. Next Shemitah, if it needs, I'll make new contract just for the Shemitah. I make contract for 6 years and contract for the 6th year. The seven is Efka. For the 6th year. So I was happy just to see the reality that's going. And every farmer can tell you a story like this. And I know that usually the farmer, you need to show him the nest. Because El Baal HaNes Makir Beniso. You need to show him, point, look the nest Schoenbach did with you. So, in those graves, I make Zmira before Rosh Hashanah. This was the story. And then I have the two other species with his red grapes. And now I had come to the winter, I come to the question, what else should do? I understand that to leave the trees like this with the Zvora, from the professional way, from the professional, מבחינה מקצועית, as a farmer, it won't be good for the next year. And all the meaning of what we think and doing all the time, like if I need to spray against some insects or give water or give fertilizer, all the time I think about the tree and I'm thinking about the next coming year because I must to be professional. Like there are many grapes growers. It's not like everybody chasing. We need to look for the customers. And if I still want to supply the grapes to the organos, I need to be the best as I can. So the question was, in the end of the winter, what I'll do with my fields, because I wasn't able to pick up the grapes before Rosh Hashanah, because we live in 900 meter high, and the grapes are ready to harvest after Sukkot. So it's in the Shemitah, the Yevul of Shana Shishit, but I can't touch the tree anymore. I can't make Zmira. So we make a big discussion, shiur, with the Rabbanim from Keren HaShvi'it, and they make a big meeting with all the Rabbanim, and they give us three ways that the farmer can do in the Shemitah. One way is to leave the trees as it is, with the Zmora, don't touch the Zmora. The other, called Girdum. I try to explain you, if you have question, ask. Girdum, it means if the tree is going like this, and then the branches, the anafim is going like this, and then the zmora is going like this. Girdum is to cut the tree here, and leave everything fall, and then new zmora will come, and you build it again from the beginning. You build the tree from the beginning, and then next year after the zmora will come. This is girdum. Pisul is to make the zmira, but not as usual. Like I tell you, zmira, we make 7 centimeters high, is to cut the zmorot on half centimeter. Really close to the branch, really close to the anaf, half a centimeter high. In this way, you won't get any grapes this year. You get, but maybe 20-25% of what it usually give. And it's not Zmira. Rabbonim say, if Zmira is 7 centimeters, and you do it because you want to have grapes, when you make this cutting of pisul, which is half centimeter, it's not Zmira, it's called pisul. You don't mean that you have grapes. And this is the way, it's good by the halacha. And this is what I did.
You have 25%.
We'll have 25% from the grapes. Yes?
So how is that okay?
We are not thinking about the grapes, I'm thinking about the tree. I'm not thinking about the grapes, I think about the tree. I need to do something which, for me, my thinking is on the 8th year, not on this year. Because even if I have grapes, it's not mine, it's Efker. And I have grapes. To make the pisul, this is what I make the decision. Most of the farmers make pisul. Some of the farmers, they leave the zmora as it is, like this. They understand this is better for them. Most of the farmers did the pisul. You need to understand, in the kramim, in the grapes field, this is, we know in all the fields, this is the biggest Shemitah since 2,000 years, because by the numbers, Keren HaShvi'it, Komemiyut before, they count the numbers of farmers, the numbers of dunam, of acres, and we know this is the strongest. And I live in the north. I have more time. Keren HaShvi'it asked me to go around the north, speak with all the farmers, convince them to keep Shemitah, and then explain them what they should do, and then look after they do what they need to do. They are not making Zmira. And when I make Zmira in the summer, in my white species, people look at me like I'm crazy, for starts. Because Zmira, you make in the end of the winter. And in, I live in a farm, everybody go, we have like a way between the fields. All the farmers go every morning, all the time they go next to the field, and they see the fields of Ira Zimmerman making Zmira in the summer. I was the lunatic of the farm, the crazy of the village. You make Zmira in the summer? You crazy? I said, yes, but this is a Shemitah. I can't do it in the winter, I do it now. Then the same story came in the Pisul. People look at me like I'm crazy. And not like my neighbors from the farm making a termechira as usual. The government, Misrad HaKlaut, the agriculture office from the Israeli government, they have their people there in the field. And they come, they look at me, not like I'm crazy, like I'm ruining in my own end the field that I just plant. And the situation I was very difficult in a way to who I should listen. I should listen to the Rabbanim of Keren Ashvit, the Halacha, this is Shemitah, or I should listen to the guides, special guides from the Israeli government. Who I need to listen? It was after the speak with Rav Kanievsky, I already was in the Shemitah, I know what I have to do, I know I'm the experience, and I know this is what I have to do. And Kadosh Baruch Hu Yazor, and when we did it, it's not like a machine that you see exactly when you make pisul, you see exactly what's the straight, it's okay. No, we don't know yet. We make the pisul, it's a tree. It's taken another 1 month and a half to start to grow again. And in this time, when I make the pisul, not just making my field, I go around maybe 50 farmers like me. For them, it's the first Shemitah. I convince them to make Shemitah. I tell them, you have three ways of doing it. Kirdum, Pisul or Izmira. Don't touch the tree. Most of them make Zmira, make a Pisul. Cut, like remember, cut the Zmira very, very close to the branch. And for 1 month, I was just itpalalti. I'll take on my shoulder a big risk. I was standing in front of the Israeli government, in front of farmer, which is first Shemitah for them, and they go with me. I convinced them, let's do it. It's not like we have Nisayon, we have experience from last Shemitah. We have small Nisayon, but for all of us, for me it's second Shemitah, but for most of them it was the first time they do it. They are professional farmers, big farmers. And I must tell you, after 1 month and a half, 2 months, when the tree start to be awake again, it's to give the news mora. We are very happy. We were very, very happy because we see that we listen to the Rabbanim, and they tell us you should make pisul is one of the way, and everything was not okay, was not 100%, was 110%. Because if I stand with a farmer, my neighbor, he told me, Ira, I'm not sleep at night. I don't know what to do. I want to keep Shemitah. I don't want to leave the Zmora as it is. I know it will ruin my grapes. It will ruin my tree. I invested the tree all my life, many years. I cannot leave the Zmora without cutting it. He did Pisul for the first time. For 1 month, I see him almost every day. He's not sleeping. He's like crazy. His neighbors tell him, you are crazy. He told me, Ira, you are crazy. You told me to do it. I will sue you. You prepare 1 million shekel because you need to pay me, that you tell me how to ruin my grapes. After 1 month, 1 month, 1.5 months, I won't forget this in my life. I saw this guy. I was in the interest of Moshav Safsufa. There is a mikveh there, if you know the mikveh of Nesaf Sufa, it's a nice Mayan. He was coming with a tractor, and he was running to me, he was hugging me. He told me, Ira, you don't believe. This was the Israel. Chazon ha'atzamot ha'yveshot. He told me, even trees, you need to know, tree, after 5-6 years, some of the trees becoming old, and they are dying. And they don't give new zmorot. He told me, even trees that were already getting died, don't give zmorot. What he did is make him alive again. When you see these kind of stories, I feel like you're making the place for Kutsha Shchinte Brichu, we're making the world is ready. For my place, as a small farmer living in Moshav Bar Yochai, next to Meron, but I take more other farmers, so in the region of the north, where I'm in charge, in a way, for Keren Ashvit, it's amazing because there are so many new farmers come into the Shemitah. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. All the fields were very nice. They give news, morot, with not much grapes, but this is what we know it will be. Then after, because the situation is, there are not poor people to come and take the fruits. You need to leave the fruits for the poor people to come, but they are not coming. They are not coming. I have in my grapes, in my field, I have usually for maybe one field, I have 10 dunam, I have 10 ton, so this year I have 3 ton, because I have less, because we make the pisul. But now, even I have 3 ton of grapes on my trees, and I call all my friends in Tzfat, and I put big signs, Kan Shomrim Shemitah, it's Efker, please come and take. They will come and take maybe 1 ton. Maybe. I still have lots of fruit on the trees. So, we ask the Rabbonim what we can do. And they give us the advice that when the flower, how become the fruits? You know, the flowers come, and then the flower close, and become a fruit. So while it's a flower, it's have no Kedushat Shvi'it. The flower doesn't have Kedushat Shvi'it. So if you know you're in the position that will be fruit in the summer and nobody will take them, so they allowed us to leave the flowers down with the hand, with the finger. You're doing like this. You put the flower to the floor, and that's why for sure we have much, much less fruit on the trees. And we did it as well. Again, all the thinking is about the situation, the reality will come after, what will be in the 8th year. And if I wouldn't do it, if I wouldn't take the flower down, that means I will have much more grapes on the tree. You want to ask a question?
No.
If I won't take the flower down, I have much more grapes on the tree. That means I will need to take much more time my tractor in the Shemitah and spray against rotten, against spies. And it's many questions out of this, because I don't want to invest more money in my field than what I must do. I must give water, I must give fertilizer, I must spray some sprays against flies coming to damage the tree. But I want to make it down, the money I should put on my tree, because I can't sell. I don't have any income. If I don't have any income, I want to make as less as money I can take on the field. So I understand, for me, the better way is to take the flower down so I have less grapes. Because my neighbors, this is another situation, my neighbors, they are not keeping Shemitah. They are Ter Mechira. It's not like I leave my field, I'm keeping Shemitah, I'm a hero, I don't spray it at all. Because my neighbors, they have trees with fruits, they supply to the shuk by the Ter Mechira. If I leave my fields without spraying at all, my field become a bank of mosquito of disease, and for my field to go to the other fields, so it becomes chilul Hashem. So, the reality all the time you need to think how you should go by the halacha, how you should protect your trees, and how you do that you won't damage the neighbors. So, like you need to understand the reality for many years. The halacha stay in the book, stay in the Bet Midrash. In this Shemitah, I feel it very strong, and I know by the Rabbanim of Keren Ashvit, it's all the time going and coming back. I'm in the field, I take my phone, I call to the Rab tell me, wait, and he give me the answer. Almost every day, the halacha is alive. The halacha of Shemitah is alive again. And if I talk about the... Because Keren Ashvit, like I say, asked me to go around the farmers and explain them what they have to do. And then check if they do it correct. I used to go every morning around the north to farmers sign the paper going to keep Shemitah, meet the farmer, meet the workers, explain them what they need to do, and take another friend to help me. We go all around the farms in the north keeping Shemitah. When the workers used to come to the field, we came with them and we make sure they do the right job. And you know, some farmers, they are not how to say Chazak, or maybe the workers, the Arab workers, they are regular to do it every year, they make Zmira. They cut the bread, they cut the Zmora in 7 centimeter high. Suddenly you tell them to cut it in very low. They don't understand it. So you need to go and look after them. And sometimes I came to a field and I see the workers, they didn't do a good job, they didn't cut 0.5 centimeter, they cut 1.5 centimeter. It's not good. I tell the Rav what I should do. They already make some lines of tree. They didn't make half centimeter, they make 1 centimeter and a half. Arab told me, you should tell them to go back on all the trees they didn't make good and make it correct. So he did, and the farmer had to pay more money. You want to keep Shemitah, you need to go by the halacha. And we did it, not many times, but sometimes I had to tell the farmer, bring back your workers and tell them, go on the field again, cut it like we said to you to cut. The meaning that we say to the worker, you need to cut, usually an Arab guy worker, he cuts the zmorah, he makes mirah, he counts, he doesn't count the how much centimeter, he look on the eyes. That explains. But we tell him, you must go by the high, by the centimeter, you need to cut half centimeter from the branch. And Baruch Hashem, this is what all of us did, instead of the, some people make not zmirah at all, this is the professional, like what they see, it's more good for the tree. And Baruch Hashem, it's very, very nice, very good. Still we have lots of grapes, and many people can come. Even we have 25% of what we used to have, we see a lot of grapes on the trees, and many people will come and take. We can't. We're not allowed to take it out from Israel. And
I just wanted to ask you, when people come in, don't they damage the trees? Can they help themselves?
No, they don't. Because these people coming every year, in the wine, the people from Tzfat, lots of Talmidei Chachamim, lots of people, they come, they like to make their own wine. After we come with our workers and we pick up the grapes, they come to make the leket, what the workers left, they come and take. They work one day, they make 80 bottles.
They're cutting them?
They come with the mazmera.
Slippers.
They come and they make it. But now, there is a difference in the halakha. Yes? Okay, I just tell you a few more stories. By the halakha, if a guy has fruits like oranges and plums and apples, and you want to come to take, the halakha lets you to take mazon shalosh seudot. One small plastic bag, enough for one day. In the grapes, the halakha lets you to take the amount of wine you'll drink in 5 months. It's difference. Big difference between grapes and other fruits. Because it's mana biur. You need to assume how much wine. I need to assume how much wine I'll drink from now till Pesach. Let's say I drink a bottle each week. It's 20 bottles. So I can take 65, 70 kilograms of grapes and make my own wine. And it's not like I can make a trick. I take for my wife, for my kid. No. For each family, you can take enough of grapes to make wine for 5 months. This is different in the halacha. I want to finish in two stories. One story for start, you need to understand Tziviti Birchati. I go visit a friend, Moshav Dalton. He grows plums and grapes. Grapes like me and plums, they have also plums. The plums are efker. The grapes are efker. I go visit him 1 month ago, and I stood next to his plums, and I see the plums are on the tree. And I ask him, how come you have plums on your tree? He told me, it's efker. I know it's efker, but where the plums will be, it's a silly question. No. We have a very long winter. Pesach came. The summer started. Suddenly the winter came back. It was for 3 days, very cold, strong wind. Rain, the rain, because so cold, become hail. The hail was so big, it damaged all the plums. All the plums in the region of Dalton fell on the ground, get rotten, damaged from the hail. And I come to his field at Efker, and I see the plums are on the tree. He starts to understand what I'm saying to him. I tell him, look, we go 30 meters to his neighbor field, which this guy doesn't keep Shemitah, doesn't listen to the Rabbonim, doesn't need to Sparashat Bar. He said, it's my field this year, I make a term mechira. He has plums. All the plums damaged from the hail on the ground, rotten. 30 meters, a guy keeping Shemitah, he say, my plums are efker, the plums are on the tree. When you see stories like this, there are many stories like this, each farmer has his story, the plums of efker, the hail didn't touch them, we start to dance. We know it's a hard reality, difficulty with no money, you know, but the chizuk we have from the Shemit Barach, we just dance, and we don't want the Shemitah to finish. Because to live like this, to see the voices, this is a zchut to be a farmer in Eretz HaKodesh.
Just half a minute. Ira's getting on a plane tonight.